Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, Better Together with Maria Menounos fans. It's me. Back again. Mr. Maria Menounos.
Like you never left, Kev.
Yes, after my underwhelming performance, I've been asked to return to sub in for my wife today. It's very exciting because we are going to talk about anxiety, and I see this as something that is just crippling so many of my friends, particularly females and younger people. We're going to be talking with someone who's actually become prolific on TikTok to help people with this very subject. Kelsey, could you tell us more about our guest?
Oh, you bet your ass I could. Let me just read this little intro. Rod, also known as Just Me Rod, currently has 1.1 million followers on TikTok and is known for his relatable and entertaining content on millennial anxiety in corporate America. After dealing with bullying throughout high school, Rod learned to start embracing his quirks and leaned into his anxiety, and he is now using it to create inspirational and relatable content that resonates with others. We all connect with Rod, which is why he has become one of everyone's favorite personalities and creators. We are so excited to have him here with us today. Better Together and the Heel Squad are so excited to welcome Just Me Rod, who stole the name of my TV Disney show, Just Me Kelsey, but it is okay.
No, I thought it was It's Me, Kelsey. Well, no. His people changed
you're right.
So okay, they're legally covered.
Okay, good call. Good
Rod,
call.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Very excited to hang out.
Yeah, so Rod, I mean, this, you know, I hear more and more colleges now have more centers designed around anxiety. I've had even some of the toughest male friends of mine that are older say, cop to the fact that this is a real issue. You know, the guys that I thought would say, come on, snap out of it, that life's tough, deal with it. But they're all saying that it's this is an epidemic. And yeah. I guess I have my theories on where it comes from, but have you thought about where all this arises from first off? And I always say, like, if we can get there, maybe that's we're halfway there to fixing it.
Yeah, I think for us specifically, if we're looking at the millennial age group, or like you said, the your friends, guy and girlfriends, that are going through this, if we're looking back at our upbringings, I know for me specifically in my household, like, therapy wasn't something we talked openly about. Mental health wasn't. It was kind of brushed under the rug or pushed through. And then even when I was entering the workforce, it was very much like one of the biggest songs back then was work hard, play hard. Like, that's the mentality that people are going through. So,
I mean, I think that's pretty much 80 years. Mm-hmm. It's not even like that 10-year period. I think that's kind of been a post-World War II thing. I think it's always been a thing, but I think when we became more advanced, that was it. That was, quote, the American dream.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because there's people who out there who could work harder than you, so they would rather hire them than you. But then we're obviously, we want the jobs. We want to be put in the spotlight. So we're going to push through those anxieties and push through our anxiety brush it under the rug, and then it's suppressed. And now people are coming out, and now that therapy is like encouraged, we're able to be a lot more open with it. But yeah, I think that was kind of the source, was just everything was being brushed under the rug. Everyone has different weird anxieties that I've learned, but then there's really specific ones, like that you're not working hard enough, or that you shouldn't be in the role that you're in. If we're looking specifically at corporate America, if you're looking at your love life, like, oh, do they actually love me, or am I tricking them into loving me? You know, so
oh my goodness,
those are common thoughts a lot of people have. Oof. Yeah,
that way too much.
Yeah,
I mean, way so much thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like pop culture, we never talked about it either. You know, it was never brought up in TV shows or anything, because everyone's love life was so, it wasn't easy, but it came so easily to them.
Right. And then on social media, we're seeing everyone else have the amazing fake lives, right? Mm-hmm. And we mm-hmm. all say that's not me. Mm-hmm. So I got to work harder to get that. Or if I'm not getting it, then I'm feeling like I'm less than or not enough.
Exactly. And I think that's why people love TikTok, is because TikTok is real people. You're not just posting a picture that you can edit for hours. You can edit a video, I guess, but TikTok is what people are actually seeing, is what someone's life is actually portraying, instead of an over edited photo that we see.
I never even thought of that. I guess that's a really good point. I mean, I think that they're acting in the videos, and like they're in that like couple of moments where they're transforming into something else, or they're doing a dance. You're saying, oh, they're happy and I'm not. But I didn't think of those. Again, I did not scratch. That's just the surface. I didn't think about, yeah, you can't touch up the photos, and you can only go so far with that. That's interesting.
Exactly. TikTok's so the most real. Like I fully agree. I feel like we've even started to show Maria that, Kev, like she's loving TikTok, because it's like, you don't have to try. It's funny to do the trends. It's funny to be silly and dance. Like, it's just very, very, very real, versus Instagram has become like, wow, that's extremely edited. And like, everyone knows it, but people can't get away from it because everyone else does it.
And there's this big side of TikTok where people are annoyed at, like, there's celebrities on Instagram or on TikTok that are great. Like Lizzo, people just love Lizzo in general. She's so infectious. Right. You know, she talks really openly about her anxiety, and of course like body positivity, which we love. But she's real. She's filming TikToks herself, but there's certain celebrities you can tell that get on that have overly produced TikToks, and it's just to promote a new movie. They make one TikTok and then drop out. So people are like, no, like that's not why I'm on TikTok. I'm on TikTok to see real lives, which is why people like Lizzo, when she does drop a new song, she can blast it and people love it, because they have seen the journey to the song that is being released.
Yeah, it's amazing, Rod, in our business, that this transformation, I mean, I saw it coming 10 or 15 years ago. I could see it, but I can't, it's gone now so rapidly, the transformation. And what I'm seeing is the old guard. They're just confused. They don't know how to adapt, and just like you said, just go be real, let it all hang out. They're used to everything being produced or having to keep up a certain image, and listen, I think the effects, we've seen the negative effects of that. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, of all that pressure and all that. Yeah,
I think quarantine is when it really, obviously, but when I started making content and through social media and all that, you're able to spotlight it. But quarantine is when people truly were sitting there and, you know, like maybe especially now that I'm working from home, I should work 9 to 5. You know, I should respect the boundaries, because before I would leave the office and I would leave the office, you know, I was in sales. So of course I was always working and responding to emails, whatever, but, you leave the office, you would come home, and then that was your safe space. But then people were working from their safe space. So it was more of a separation. How am I going to separate my 9 to 5 from my home life? And then that's when I think people started to be more encouraged to be.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Open with their employers. Be like, hey, I'm not doing so hot, you know, or I feel overworked. I feel burnt out. And then employers have to react, because most of these employers, like I said, are the ones who have been in this for even 40, 50 years, who have been worked in this like work hard, play hard, mentality, you know, or what's the movie with Leo DiCaprio? Wolf of Wall Street. Oh my gosh. I was in sales and that was, you had a group of guys, like these alpha guys that everyone else wanted to be, you know, that were just like, wanted to be him, you know, like
just a bunch of Vikings.
Unhealthy.
Yeah. You know, and not knowing any better, because that's what they were taught.
Mm-hmm. And look how it turned out for him, right? The, it was miserable.
Right. You know, yeah. And I think look at our society, we reward a lot of those people. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think in the past, I'd like to think it's changing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better. And it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content. And a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Heal Squad community? Or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment. And we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Yeah. So you are doing your sales. It's pandemic. Mm-hmm. You're probably hit with anxiety too. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh. Like all of us were. I mean, am I going to live or die? Is my family going to live or die? I mean, you know, were you worried about your job, being able to keep your job?
So my company actually went through a round of layoffs, like right when pandemic hit. And I made it through that. And so I think I felt a little bit more secure there, but of course I wouldn't have these anxieties. My friends are texting me, I lost my job. You know, I'm seeing LinkedIn, people are losing their job, looking for jobs. Just someone's like, I've been looking for a job for 4 months. You know, it's terrifying. It's being a 31-year-old, you know, or 30-year-old at the time. You know, I'm like, I've worked so hard. I've worked in corporate America for the past 8 years to get to where I am right now. And I could just go away like that from a virus. But I just had to keep kind of reminding myself that my mom always said this thing to me, which is funny because through all this, my mom was like, it's actually been really healing for us, because it's just therapy again, wasn't something we discussed in our home life. But now that I've been more open on social media, she's been able to see things, and we've had some moments. It's like, you should have gone to therapy. I'm like, you didn't know better, you know, all this stuff. But
can I offer this as someone older to both you and to Kelsey and Pooja, who's listening too? I think what I'm noticing with my mom, and hopefully she's not going to watch this today, and thankfully she usually doesn't. I recently just had this breakthrough that when I start talking about, let's just say, obstacles or blind spots in our family growing up or in my childhood, they can, some parents can take it personally because they feel they screwed up. Mm-hmm. And so then they get now... sometimes you get a parent like yours who's secure. It sounds secure enough to say, hey, I get it now. But oftentimes you get parents who just, it's a defense mechanism, because they feel like you're, they feel that sense of failure, but they don't want to feel that. And they shouldn't feel that, by the way, because it just is what it is. It was a different time and those resources were not available. These were things that were not talked about. We have to keep growing and learning, but I think that you know, I know with my mom, she starts to take it like I'm telling her she did something wrong, which I'm not. And I can see where she gets feisty. And I've only recently learned that and said, oh, I really need to either adjust my dialogue with her or maybe just kind of keep that away from her. But so I say that to a lot of kids whose parents out there, I think, especially if parents are new to this country, if they're first gen, that's especially difficult for them to understand. But anyway, yeah, I think we have to have a little compassion for them for that on that. But 100%, none of it was talked about. And you were, I hate to say the word, you were a crazy person. If you went, there was, you know, it was a you were thought as of as a defect or defective in some way.
I've been open about that too, is therapy was synonymous with like a mental hospital. You know, like there was just like,
yeah,
at least where I grew up in the suburbs.
Yes, no, no, no. It's Boston too. Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Oh yeah.
And my mom's Greek, which I know Maria's Greek too.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
It's just even a bigger dynamic there, which can be humorous at times. But yeah, there is like, if you said the word therapy, people were like, oh my God, like automatically jump to the worst case scenario, you know, where now it's just so encouraged for everyone to go, you know. There's even been like a shortage of therapists because so many people are pursuing therapy. Because I think quarantine, like we said, kind of put this like magnifying glass on our mental health and anxieties. Cause that's all for a couple months, even when we couldn't go out and about, that's all we were sitting with.
I think that, you know, I think we almost need to re-educate the public on therapy, not in just that it's okay, but that, you know, you're here to learn and to grow as a person. And there's many people say the brain, one's brain cannot fix one's brain. Or one's brain, you know, you can only go so far. So even if it's not even fixing things, I want to take the word fix away, but if you want to grow, you know, how many people, I know so many people who are very successful in life and fulfilled. I'm not just saying financially, but they're fulfilled and they have engaged deeply in therapy. And I feel like it is something that if you do have the means, and if you don't have the means, there are means to get it. You like, just even if it's tuning into your TikTok channel or other things, but
there's so many therapists on TikTok too.
Yeah.
Sorry, but there's so many therapists,
but it's instead of us looking at it like we're fixing damages, it's no, we want to ascend. You want to grow. You want to go further in life. I don't know why else we'd be here, but to, one of the main things is to learn. And how do you learn? But you learn through therapy, because everyone's going to be affected by their surroundings. No one's playing a perfect game in this. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Nobody's getting out perfect.
No one. Yeah. I think, and that's the thing my therapist, every therapist has said that I've had, as being as the, our first session, like just a heads up too, I'm also human, you know, it's like no one's perfect. No one's
God, that's amazing.
Robot. Yeah. And I feel like I've heard that some therapists haven't, and then the breakups get hard. And I've gone through three therapists in the past 4 years, which is great. Like some, like you just, you know, sometimes you just need a fresh look, and our therapist, my therapists and I have mutually agreed at times like, hey, maybe it's time that we both pursue something different, and it's great. We end on good terms, and I have different breakthroughs with therapists, with different therapists. But I think the funniest thing I recently thought about, which I put on a TikTok, was one of an anxiety that was brought up from running the mile in gym class.
Oh, you know? My God. Yes.
I read that in your note, in the notes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'll let you talk, but yes. That hit me. I didn't think that hit your generation as much.
Oh my gosh. Yes. No, it definitely did. Because
wait, Kelsey's a mega athlete.
I don't care. It was so stressful.
I'm sure even worse for you, because like you're already competitive.
Correct.
And I was competitive.
Correct.
I could have cared less, but it was more for me just the, like I was overweight too, until about 6 years ago. Which I just started working out for my mental health, and it helped me personally. And so that's what worked for me personally. I just want to clarify there, but so I didn't run, you know? And so it's just that was the crazy things. Like you don't train for it. And then they're like, run as fast as you can in front of everyone. And it's like, oh my God.
And if you don't get under a certain time, then you
fail.
You're like the president's physical fitness
test. Oh yeah. Oh my God. The fitness gram, the pacer, whatever the pacer test.
And it sucks because you know what? If you're a scam artist, there's no workaround.
Nope.
There's no workaround.
If you're a scam artist.
Because I was
one. You can't cheat.
You can't. And listen, and I also, like, I was overweight too. And I had asthma, which I grew out of. Mm-hmm. And I dreaded it just like you. I'm like, you know, can I throw myself off a building and break an ankle so I don't have to do this? Like literally that's, but I thought that was just me, Rod.
Yeah. My mom had to go through extensive loopholes to get me out of the rope climb. Cause I'm like, there's literally no way I'm going to be able to do it.
No, wait, come on, Rod. It's the rope hang. Yeah. It's not the rope climb.
Yeah.
You literally just sit there and just sit there, frozen.
I remember we did train for that when I tried. I'm like, I can't do this.
The gym teacher goes, yeah, okay.
Exactly. Like there were some gym teachers, like the one who actually I ran the mile for, she wasn't my actual gym teacher, but she had so much remorse for me, I think. Because it was like four laps around the track or something like that, right? On my third lap, that everyone had already finished, I had another lap to go. She goes, just stop. It's okay. And she just like recorded that time.
Angel. Like,
I mean, that's newer. Yeah, that wouldn't have been around in my day.
No.
Yeah. You know, but Rod, you know what a chord you struck with me is this is how much it was in my brain. Mm-hmm. That first thing I did when I lost weight, started lifting weights and all that. One of the first things I did was go up and down that rope. The other thing that I did, and I'm telling you, like 20 years later, I went down to the old high school track and booked it and did like, I don't know, like a 5.5 minute mile, like something like insane, you know, that would have been, but that's how much it was in my brain. And again, mm-hmm. my 20th century programming is like, screw it. You have to do better. You like, that's how nuts, you know, but now I'm evolving. And with this doing Maria show, I realized like, oh my goodness, the insanity levels that this stuff drives us to.
It's crazy you mentioned that because I lost my weight running. And as I was like, I just was like, I'm going to run because I never could. And like, again, that mile, it was just like, that's what I had the breakthrough in therapy. I even went back to, I'm like, I didn't even think that this is why I'm like, I want to run a 5K at my hometown high school, which I'm like, I don't even know anyone there, but I signed up for this random 5K and I was number one in the men's division of like random, probably like 30 people running it, whatever. But it was still, and then I look back, I'm like, that's what I was trying to prove. I was trying to prove that I could to myself, you know, and I did. And it was great. But
Here's the thing. Sometimes this is where anxiety and stress mm-hmm. can be a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's going to push you to say, I want to make healthier choices, mm-hmm. I want to live longer, or maybe that victory, the 5K for you, or me going back to my old track and doing that.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Gave you the confidence to say, okay, now I'm going to make these TikTok videos. I'm going to change avenues, or I'm going to pursue the person I love. I don't know. So sometimes like there is a healthy degree of the anxiety. I just think that it's when it gets this extreme and cripples you, mm-hmm. which is what we're seeing, is that's where it's just, it just doesn't work, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that it's there for a reason, right? We're all human and we're going to have it. But I think what's the hardest part that I actually just went through is that like people who don't believe anxiety is real. Like there's this group of people.
Tell me about that.
Oh, even coworkers who I had in the past that like when I was making these TikToks and I was starting to grow would be like, well, I don't have anxiety, or I don't know why you keep posting that stuff. Like, just don't think about it. I even get comments like that. Just don't think about it. Or would this go, why are we talking about this when you can just, just not think about it. Another one that I posted a Q&A on my Instagram, you know, like the Q&A feature where people can put in questions. I was like, I'm not an expert, but I'm just a man who talks openly about his mental health. What questions do you have about men's mental health? And I was like putting people in the direction of therapists and all this, but the amount of people I remember scrolling thousands of answers and I kept seeing, how do I get my boyfriend to go to therapy? How do I get my husband to go to therapy? How do I get my husband to validate me going to therapy? And it's just like, for men specifically, therapy is just even more of a buzzword than it used to be. Yeah. Because it's almost just like, this is for women only, but it's for everyone, you know?
I think the lure is what I said earlier, is to let them know that it's not about fixing something that's damaged, which maybe there are things to fix. It's more about, you've got that competitive Viking spirit. Well, this is going to help you you're only going to get better with this. It's tough. And if they don't want to go, then they're blocked. Yeah,
They're scared. Maybe they already know what they're going to talk about, you know, and they just like don't want to address it. And,
you know, I've learned that it's everybody's different, and that's what's hard about what's going on today is that we don't respect other people's differences. We want everyone to fall in line one way, whatever that way is. So there are people I know, like I look at Maria's mother and father, and your mom would engage in therapy and she loved it. And we actually kind of forced them into a couple of sessions. And when I was younger, Maria too, we were like, he just wasn't into it. And we thought he was just kind of being a closed-minded male. And as the years have gone by, he's just wired differently, where for him, he doesn't need to sit Indian style and meditate and hum or breathe. He'll put his headphones on and he'll go out and garden to Greek music. And you see him dancing out there like Zorba the Greek. And those are his moments, you know, or he just has a way of when he's confronted with something that's going to make him really sad. He's just like, I don't want to sit in this. So even if it's a dog passing or whatever, he cries and he's like, okay, I'm going to go watch TV. And when I was younger, I was like, oh, you're sweeping under the rug. Now I see this man 50 some odd years as a type 1 diabetic and MIT wants to study his body because of he's defied everything for how he has managed it. I realize now that he just has a different way of going about it. And we've even, the Impractical Jokers. I don't know if you know those guys.
Yeah.
We did an interview with Sal. And who was the other one,
Kelsey? Sal and Joe.
Sal and Joe. Sal was more like us. He had a lot of pain. He was very open about it. And he was open to meditation and therapy and all these other things. Joe, on the other hand, was like, not for me. I kind of just do my own thing. And the more we talked to Joe, the more I realized that, like Costa, he found his he was meditating in other ways. And he just had a way of going, like, kind of staying in the present. Not time traveling in the past to get really upset, not stressing about the future. He just was able to stay present. And it's like, hey, you know what?
More
power to you. The flaw is people saying to anyone that line of like, just get over it. Or like, that's where you're out of line. But I tell you, I don't wish depression or anxiety on anybody, except for one thing is I almost wish people would go through it so that they would really have empathy for others.
Yep.
Because when you go through it, you really get it. You really get when someone kills themselves, how they compartmentalize all that pain. They don't see anything else. Their loved ones, nothing. It's such a dark hole. And you get it. And you say, I understand. You know, and let's get this person the help that they need.
And that's the people who are reaching out. That like the woman that were like I did get their boyfriends to therapy or whatever was because they told their boyfriend, hey, I just want you to know where I'm at. So more like couples or group therapy, or they just would go to the same therapist, and just it helped them grow the relationship because the girlfriend or the boyfriend were in therapy or they were uncovering these emotions, and it was more of the therapist just giving advice on the partner on how to communicate effectively.
Yeah, that could just be that. Or, the other thing too is if you really are in a relationship and you really love the person, you want to spend your life with that person, you want to grow together.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And this is it's a great way to grow together. If you're growing personally and the other person's growing personally. So like, is it, do you, and I'm not on TikTok enough, but can they private message you on TikTok like they would on Instagram? Does it work that way?
There is a way. I don't have mine on like that. But I actually find I get more engagement on Instagram, I think, for my age group on the personal stuff. TikTok is more the humor. I talk openly about things, but as far as the people like reaching out or saying, getting deep, I see that more on Instagram.
And you it was funny in our pre-talk, you and I, it was funny to hear that you are considered old for TikTok.
Yes, I am. Yep. I'm 31 and I am like literally people will come on and be like, old man.
Like, oh my God.
Jeez. Well, because you think about like 14-year-olds on the app. They like find me. I did do, okay, this is like the closest I've ever been to being quote unquote canceled. This one Gen Z person made up a word for, I guess, a comparable term would be basic, which pumpkin spice lattes, you know, fall, you know, the word basic.
We love basic.
You know,
like,
yeah.
But wait, like, those things are basic? Or I know yes, they're chuggy.
That's the word. Well, so that's the word, chuggy. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I
know because I'm down with the kids.
Kids love me. There you go. They wouldn't call you old man. But I was one of the first people to really spotlight the word chuggy. And it was someone else created it. One Gen Z person created it. And then I was like, oh, here are things that Gen Z thinks is chuggy. And then all of Gen Z erupted and they're like, you cannot, no one in Gen Z says this, but that's the thing about even TikTok is it's such an algorithm that their friend group or their subgroup of Gen Z might not say that word, but there's definitely other people in Gen Z that say that word. So I think that was just like, they're so young, you know, like they have a hard time like seeing other people's, you know, mindset or seeing other people's viewpoint. But all that to say, I got a lot of hate for those videos. And so they would come search my profile and then comment.
No way. Like,
old man, you know, all this stuff. I was ending up on their For You pages. There was this one girl who would like try to start a movement to cancel me. I was like, oh my God, it's a word.
Because you said that pumpkin spice lattes were
basic. No, because I said that Gen Z made up a new word called chuggy. Because that's kind of my other niche on TikTok is educating millennials about current trends. Okay, I do these like millennial recaps, which has been really fun to me. Exactly. Exactly. And people love them. Like the millennial audience loves them. But yeah, according to Gen Z, I was creating a generational war.
Oh my God.
I know. I was like, oh my goodness. Jeez.
Jesus.
I am not on Gen Z TikTok.
You know what? I just don't. It's way too early in this like pendulum shift. But I really think we have to try to educate the people coming up to be less judgmental and less excited to attack and tear someone else down. There's just too much that like this whole conversation was going great till I heard that they posseed up to take you down because as you said this. Yeah. You said the word basic.
I think I've thought about this and I think I've grown up. So Instagram released when I was in college, right? So, and I had MySpace in high school, Facebook college, and then Instagram, like right when I was in college, after college. But I didn't grow up with social media, right? Like in my formative years, I didn't have social media and there's tons of this information just being pumped out at me. Like the closest thing.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished. I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
We had, remember E-Bombs World? Which was like YouTube before YouTube, basically. That's the closest thing I had. And but these kids from day one have had this information accessible to them, you know? And so they are knowledgeable and they know a lot, but even we're seeing that with current events. Like, you can't just trust what you see on social media. You can't just trust one infographic that someone puts on their Instagram story. You have to understand the whole story before speaking on it. Which I think people are so quick to make a decision or judgment nowadays is because of social media.
Yeah. It's funny. There's a great quote in the old Star Trek series, Wrath of Khan, where Mr. Spock says about Khan, he said, he represents two-dimensional thinking, a pattern of two-dimensional thinking, intelligence without experience. Mm. So every generation does get smarter. It's proven, you know, and how could this generation not be smarter because they're exposed to so much information and the generation after them will be smarter too. However, don't have life experience. Mm-hmm. So that's why when they rush to judgment and things like that, you got to say, no, pump the brakes. You don't know what's really, you haven't lived long enough to understand why this is happening or what's happening. Just ask more questions and try not to rush to judgment.
There was
or execution.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's one of the current events. Someone was making fun of a TikToker who literally just went viral for yelling at his mom. That's what he went viral for, which is so sad. That's what he went viral for. But that Gen Z loves that. You know, have you seen White Lotus? Did you watch the show White Lotus?
Yes.
Oh my god, it's so good. But these two girls are Gen Z girls. They're Connie Britton's daughters in the show. Connie Britton's daughter and her friend in the show, and they are terrifying, but they are epitome of this generation.
Kev, you would love this show.
I've seen the first three episodes and they seem pretty accurate. But again, it's hard for me to say because I try not to be judgmental, but they seem like I look at it like, wait, I know those two.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm watching it like just a little scared because it's like triggering for me. I'm like, these are the people on TikTok.
Okay, you know what? Can I just interject? You know what a light one is? Well, no, say this because I'll remember my thought. To say what you were going to say.
So they, I forgot what I was going to say.
We talking about the parent got, someone went viral for
yelling, at showing,
yeah. They're yelling at a parent.
So that's what he went viral for. Just like he would do the daily scream. And he was funny, but he didn't talk politics. He wasn't like, he was 17, 18. And someone in his age group just created a viral TikTok making fun of him for not speaking about one of the current events that was going on. But then there's this feature on TikTok, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? Like they,
yeah, it does. Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
but then there is this is the beauty of TikTok too, is there's a little bit of time for education. Like you said, is that we need to educate them. There's a feature called stitching where you can take that video and then add your own video after. So she said, you really want this person who went viral for yelling at his mom to speak on this current event? You really want him to do that?
No.
Like, and then I think that was just more of like eye opening for some people. Cause it was like, that's so true. You know, like not everyone is as educated as like, I'm more than happy to, even me, like I'm more than happy to post how I'm learning, you know, but I'm not going to make a statement on like what specifically is happening. You know, I'd be like, here's where you can find what's happening. You know,
I had an older friend of mine who, when he saw GPS on my car, you know, like on the map thing, and he's older, and he was a very interesting guy because he was really, really old for his age. So he's probably in his 50s then, but he was raised by 100-year-olds, literally.
Wow.
So he had all this wisdom, and when he saw the thing on GPS, I'll never forget, he looked at it, he's like, wait, that's my street, that's my house. He was seeing it on the big screen on my car. And he turned to me, he was like, I don't want to be here anymore. And he was joking. He wasn't, but I didn't really know what he meant. And just when you said that a couple of things, it made me say, I don't want to be part of this. Like,
We're in too deep.
I'm old. I get it. It all went behind me. Like, I mean, talk about increasing anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. To know that, you can't even post something funny without.
Oh my God.
I've seen the best luck, and I say unfortunately, Rod, because I don't think this is unrealistic. I've seen the most well-adjusted kids were the ones with the parents literally policed the video games and the social media, banned even, or policed them down to like micro level. But that's not realistic. So how do we you know, have normal lives. We're on social media. We want to enjoy the perks of it, mm-hmm. but not let that be also one of the additives that makes us crazy.
Yeah. I think anxious. It's hard because I was even thinking about this yesterday. I was flying back from New York and I was just like killing time in the airport. And I walked up to a bookstore and I'm like, I cannot remember the last time I bought a book. You know, I have books that I read, you know, like, but they've been ones that I've had for years that I just haven't been reading during pandemic and drove back in. But even that used to be what I do on an airplane, read a book, read a magazine, you know, just like enlighten myself differently. But
you don't know. And neither do I. And you know, I found when I try to, mm-hmm. Rod, I'm lost mm-hmm. after the third or fourth page. I'm a little lost.
Yeah. Our brain moves so quickly. Like even with TikTok is all short form. Like most of the videos out in there are under 10 seconds. So you're scrolling, you're just getting quick bursts of information that are 10 seconds long. But then I got on the plane and then the Wi-Fi wasn't working on the plane. And so I just sat there and like, what am I going to do for 2 hours? I was reading the emergency card. I was reading the emergency card. But that was just so eye-opening for me. That's like, oh my gosh, especially during quarantine. Like TikTok grew, thank God. That wouldn't be where I was. Well, if it wasn't for quarantine, probably. But TikTok blew up during quarantine because that's all we had to entertain ourselves with. So to answer your question, I think it's just kind of going back to what made us happy when we didn't have this in our hands. You know, nostalgia is huge for me. You know, like playing sports that I used to play, you know, or like you said, like, or even I've gotten back into running recently because I found myself so addicted to this platform that I, you know, want to find my old self again where I was. I mean, it's great. I'm super happy now. I'm in a different spot of life than I've ever been, but I hate to say it, but sometimes I'm lonelier than I've ever been.
Because
I'm seeing I think it's just, and it might be unique to me too, but I'm in Chicago. There's no other creators here. There's a couple of us, but and it's not like I'm in LA, you know, where people are like used to this mm-hmm. mindset, you know, of like opportunistic and all of this. It's more of a classic mindset. So even like my friends didn't understand what I was doing. And they were like, it's a waste of time. Like, what are you even doing? Why are you putting all your thoughts on the internet? This is dangerous. So that hasn't, the stuff that I'm doing isn't what has been causing my anxiety to go up. It's more of
no. Okay. So Ron, can I tell you someone older? And at that age too, it was really, that was the age where I started at 23 to work in Hollywood, which was, you know, similar to what you're doing, which was a road less traveled, especially mm-hmm. then. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kind of think it's a bit of a barometer to show you who your friends are. Mm-hmm. You know, now there are going to be friends who are genuinely concerned, who are mm-hmm. like, hey, I'm looking out for you. I want you to have a job with benefits or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's going to be many that you're triggering in them, their insecurities for not following their dreams. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be more comfortable to look at you if you're doing the same thing as them rather than... Mm-hmm. So, but you know, this is like all these cliches, it's lonely at the top and this, that, the other thing. They're based on truth. Mm-hmm. And so as you're growing and on your journey, unfortunately more of those people are going to fall away, but then new people come in. And I get it. Like in LA, the culture of LA would understand your vibration. They would be like, yeah, of course you're doing it. I'm doing it too. But then we have all sorts of other toxicities that go along with it because you have people and then people who are like, they will sell, they'll sell their soul. That's to be significant and to be seen, they'll light their best friend on fire and it's scary. So
I've seen that already, like in my less than a year. It's just who like I can smell through it right now. Cause again, I've been in sales. So I've been in the corporate world enough to see it, but you can smell right away when someone wants to be around you for clout or because you can get them somewhere else, you know, and there's nothing that'll turn me off quicker than that.
Yeah. And you said you were hanging out with a bunch of the bachelors this weekend.
Yeah. No, that's been, so I, on my the Instagram,
next bachelor.
Yeah.
Exclusive here.
No. On my Instagram, I was, doing these like bachelor recaps randomly. Cause I was watching one night. I just so happened to watch the show. And this is the first time I've watched it I've watched a couple episodes here and there. Yeah. It was 2 seasons ago. It was Matt James season.
Oh my God.
And it was one of the craziest seasons. Apparently every season's the crazy season. Right. But I was just,
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Live reacting my story to a couple of them, and then people were eating them up. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to keep doing these, I guess, if people enjoy them. And then the people started following me that I was like critiquing on the show, because, you know, the show's over, like the filming's over, but they're watching in real time too. And then turns out like most of them are cool. And so, you know, a bunch of the guys from the last season of The Bachelorette were in Chicago. They're like, Rod, we want to hang with you. We hung out. And then through then I've just made some different connections. So, and then I ran into them at this music festival and we kind of hung by each other, which is cool.
And this festival too, you said this is called Governor's Ball?
Yeah, Governor's Ball. But I was getting made fun of by the younger people for calling it Governor's Ball, because that's what old people call it.
What do the young people call it?
Gov Ball.
Oh, geez.
Because they shortened it. Why are you calling it Governor's Ball? You're so funny. Like, it's because that's what my wristband says. It says Governor's Ball. But Gov Ball is what the kids are calling it.
Gov Ball.
Yeah. It used to be on Governor's Island, which is like an island in New York, okay, where they would like take over the entire island for this festival.
Yeah,
which logistically sounds like a nightmare, because you would have to take a ferry.
It was a nightmare, no, because I know I used to work at that. And then the Randall Island was the other place where Lollapalooza was.
Yes.
And I used to work. I used to do food at it, sell food at it all, you know, back in my other life. And yeah.
Yeah, it was at Citi Field this year, which was a little bit easier. You know, there's only one subway train that got there though, so it was nightmarish. But
now everybody is on their phones at those things, right? I mean, like, it must come down to, do you bring like a hotspot with you, or do you do anything for backup to make sure you can broadcast?
My phone's never died quicker. And I just had it on airplane mode the whole time, because you don't even have service anyway, because there's so many people in a condensed area.
Yeah, so there's no service, right?
Yeah, there's no service for me, at least. Yeah, which is fine. I had a good time. I saw musicians that I love. Post Malone was great. I saw Carly Rae Jepsen, which I'm not sure if you know who she is.
Oh, but my God.
The Call Me Maybe girl.
Was she amazing?
We made direct eye contact. Oh, yeah. Post Malone is such a performer. What I love about him is he performs as himself. Like, what you hear on the radio is exactly what you hear in person. But he's not like a sex icon, but he is, if that makes sense.
Because I feel like he just rolls out of bed and is like, okay, where's the mic? Okay.
But that's why he is a sex icon. Exactly.
I want to go to Chili's with him. I want to go to Chili's and share a margarita and some chips and salsa with Post Malone.
Or like an Olive Garden, like Jimmy Fallon does it.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon went to Olive Garden with him.
Mm-hmm. Went to Olive Garden so with him. Good. Look at Kev's like, damn.
Yeah.
I want to go to Olive Garden. See,
we can all go to Olive Garden.
That's how I connect with the kids, because I have the ADD. Oh,
Gen Z loves Olive Garden.
So what do you think's next, Rod, for you? You're gonna keep putting out TikTok videos to try to help people with anxiety, but what else are you thinking?
Yeah, I would love to get to a point where TikTok is just fun. You know, like, just I have quick thoughts. I'm able to put them on what TikTok's supposed to be, you know, because it's an algorithm, right? So there's an anxiety around that. And a lot of creators have this certain anxiety around TikTok because we're all new to it. And so we don't understand the creator mentality. But all I have to say, I hopefully in the next couple of months, my podcast will be coming through. So I'm excited about that. Okay. And it's going to be talking a lot about the millennial experience, what I do with my recaps, but also men's mental health. And I'm writing as well. So,
funny when we were talking, when you said about being on the airplane, I was going to suggest to you to start writing. Mm-hmm. In those moments like of downtime, just, you know, whether it's a handwriting or even on a laptop, I think that's a great way for you to kill time. That's what came into my head. And then I think the other thing I obviously was going to say, and it does seem obvious, but the podcast way is a longer form, and it's insurance against a Vine situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, God, who it's knows? Terrifying. Like, right? If something happens,
literally overnight. Yeah.
So you want to diversify. That Marie always diversified mm-hmm. with her career, but yeah, you want to, and you'll be good at it too. And it will help you, you know, off air too. Like with the podcasting, that's been our, that's been what the wheelhouse I've been in for 10 years. But you're gonna be fine. This is really exciting for you, and and thank you, Rod, for coming on here. And
thank
I know
you for having
we'll stay in touch. Let's keep this going. And so it's at Just Me Rod on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then what about Instagram? Same thing.
Same thing. Yep. Just Me.
Oh, Rod. Nice.
Yep. It's actually it just changed to at Rod on TikTok. So at ROD on TikTok.
You got that? How did you get that?
My TikTok contact one day was just like, hey, check your new handle, and changed it to that. I'm like, oh, okay. But I think they took someone else's handle or something happened, because I'm getting tagged the most random, like Brazilian TikToks. Comment in all Spanish. And then at the end it says Rod, and it's like a dancing video. It's not like someone talking about their anxiety or anything. So it's just funny. So.
Rob, before we lose you, I want to know, how do you stay... I know I lose my mind if I'm on my phone like too much or on social. Like, how do you taper yourself? Like, you have to make this content, but like, how do you keep sane?
Yeah, this is accidental, but my phone, I can't remember the last time it was over like 30%. so usually my phone dies throughout the day. So then I'll leave it on the charger and then I'll come back to it. So I'll put it in another room. Like, as weird as, you know, fashion as that sounds, or if I'm going to walk to get a coffee, this might be dangerous nowadays, but I leave my phone at home and then I'm just like more present walking to get coffee. Even I used to have headphones in all the time and be listening to something all the time, but now it's nice to get the city sounds, you know, or to be more present in the moment.
Just make sure you're getting those breaks.
Yeah,
exactly. I love it.
Doing the timeouts. I love that. I think that's going to be the future too, Ron, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I think we're going to teach the younger generation, just we're going to like nap time. It'll be time out.
Yes.
So true.
I'm so ready for that.
Yeah. But cool.
You guys, check out Rod's stuff.